Yeah, okay. What I want to really do is the area of Cayenne, but I just want to mention something briefly on this week's Seder first about Avimelech. That there's one parsha, it's like a cryptic parsha about Avimelech. With the Shrua. So, and then the parsha goes on. You got that. And then the parsha goes on. Yes,
I think somebody else does not have their mute button on. Could you please?
Okay, so as I mentioned before, it's this parsha is like. I have to understand, like, what is this parsha about? What do you want from him? So what do you want from this word? Oh, there's going to be nice one. I mean, it's funny kind of a thing. What do you want? And then it's Avim Avram and Ochi Shaveya. And then next thing it says, Ochi Avram is Avimelech. Alodos Beramayim Asher Gozlo Avdei Avimelech. So Avimelech said, I didn't know. And then it says Avram gave him Tzon Uvokor, Vayichrusu Shneim Bris. Then Avram set aside the Sheva Kvasos. He said, why did you set those aside? He said, to show, which would be an Eidos, Kichafartis Aberazos. Funny thing, I can't call the Makom Uber Sheva Kishem Nishmu Shneim. What is this parsha about? What's the idea in the parsha? You know, what is the Bris and what did he want? But I think the pshat is that Avimelech was really a very big chacham. Was a great chacham. Because you see, he was not like an ordinary person. Because you see that when he received the nevuah from Hashem in Bachalom Alayla, V'yama Alav Elokim Bachalom, so he says, Gamanochi Adati kiv some Lavovcha Sisa Zos, it wasn't your fault. Vechsov Gamanochi Oscha Mechatoli, Akelun Osatichl and Goela. Vata Hoshe Vesha Su Ishki Novihu, Vispal Batcha Vechye. The main Chameshiv Daki Mos Thomas, Ata Vachala Shalach. So Kodesh Baruch Hu told him that if you return Sarah, everything is fine. And that's what he should do. He should return Sarah. And Avram should be Mispal for him and he'll live. And if he doesn't do it, then he'll die. So it's interesting that a normal person, what would their reaction be? They would do exactly that. The first thing he would do would be simply to return the woman, and that's it. That's the end of it. But you see, Avimelech didn't do that because says Vigra Avimelech Lavram LeYomala. No, Sisalan, Amechatasilach, Kiveso Leva Mamlachti Chatogadola. Masim Ashele Yosu Asisimadi. Wasn't afraid, he criticized Avram. So, how do you do this? Vyamav Nach Lavram Moro Isha Kisisas Dovaza. And Avram had to answer. he put him on the spot. He says, "Kiamati rock and lekimba, yes, lekimba makom hazav. Gunot varishti, v'gam om nachosi vasavi achlo vasimi." He was giving it a snatzlus. He says, "Ramban says, I don't know what kind of an excuse that is. I mean, that wasn't. In fact, she is his sister. I mean, so what? I mean, what has that help? But anyways, but you see, he put him on the spot." So you see, Avimelech was not an ordinary person. An ordinary person would have been so afraid. He would have heard this person's a Navi, that's it. Send back his wife. But he apparently knew a little more. And he didn't have a mystical idea of a Navi. Navi, can't question him. Give him his wife back and get him out of here. You see, he's a Navi, he's not a Navi, but he's an Adam, and he's responsible. And if he did something wrong, he did something wrong. And I have a right to question him, and he has to explain why he did this. That's a different level of a person already. That's a different level of a person. Avimelech wasn't simply just afraid. even though he received, even though it says, by the way, it says, Vayashkem Avnav Vabokav Yikrol Chol Avodah, Vayadabras Kol Advorim Elabos Neim, Vayiru Anoshim Ma'od. They were afraid because they saw his Marian of Hu and they saw something serious. But not the kind of fear that an ordinary person would have. An ordinary person would just be, he would just go into a mystical fear and that's it. Just do what he was told and that's it. He wouldn't have the courage after such a Marian of Hu to confront Avram and put him on the spot and say, what did you do? But he was right because he was a big Chacham and he knew. He's a Navi Hashem, it's true, but a Navi doesn't mean a Navi, everything he does is right, he can't do anything wrong. If he did something wrong, he has to explain it, he has to do tshuva also. So you see that Avimelech was a great Chacham. And then you see again he was a Chacham because the way he taught, Avimelech took Tzon of Vakar, and he gave it to Avram, Vayoshev lo Esau Reshto. So you see the order of the pasuk that first it mentions the son of Vakar. Yeah, somebody asked me why does it mention son of Vakar first? Because if we would have said Vayoshev lo Esau Reshto first, so then it would mean that he just gave him back his wife. But that wouldn't be that's then he would just be following. He'd just be a follower because that was the tzivut. But he was a thinker. And he realized that just to send Sarah back is not a good idea. Because people are going to say that he used her and he just got rid of her, you see. And that wouldn't be good for her. Wouldn't be good for Avram. So therefore, he gave Avram Matanos and that was the way in which he gave her back. And that's why he said, So Rashi says, Avimelech, Lasaroma Avimelech Lekvodo, Kidei Lefaisa. He says, why? It's a Ksusainayim. V'chol ha-sheitach yichasu einayim, shelo yekilucha, shilu hashivosich. Reconis, yesh lam loma, lachash and asaloba, hechzira. First he used, now he gave it back. Achshav shotzrachti levazves momonu lefayesech, yi yodim shal korcho hashivosech, by yedenes. So you see, he thought it out. Didn't just listen. The tzivri Hashem, a person has to think into the tzivri Hashem, not just do. It requires chachma. I mean, Tzivi Hashem is a base, for chachma. It's a basis for chachma. And the individual, he knew that too. So see, he was a great chacham. He knew that the Tzivi Hashem is not simply, you just react to the Tzivi Hashem, respond to the Tzivi Hashem. Tzivi Hashem requires analysis, and you have to think into it. And that's what he did. He thought into it creatively, and he saw there's one way. How do you undo this harm? He thought there is a way to undo it. That everybody sees that I'm giving matanos and cover and sending them away, so they know that something over here, it's not that he used anyway and he threw away, but on the contrary, he respects her and he respects Avram, and something happened and he saw he made a mistake. And on the contrary, he's chosen b'tshuva. It's people that he wants. And he realizes that he has to treat them in accordance with what the correct derech is. So that was his creativity in following the Tzivur Hashem. So you see again he was Avimelech was a great chacham. Chazal say when it says Vayas Avram Mishte Gadol, it says Rashi Shehoyushom Gidolei Ador. Shame the Eber of Avimelech. You see, Avimelech was a good Lador. He was not a small person. And I think that's what explains the Parsha. That's really the explanation of this Parsha. In Vayihi Bo Isahi. That Vayom Avimelech, Uficho Sartzvol Avrom Lemar, Elakim Imcha B'chol Ashata Osa, it means that he saw, like Rashi says, he saw that he's under hashgacha, Lefisha Rosh, Yotza Meshfuna Sdom L'Shalom. He left the area of Sdom B'Shalom. Vim HaMelochem Nilcham, V'Naflu B'Yado. He saw he was successful in battle. A small group against a large enemy. V'Nifketa Ishto L'Zkunov. So he saw that the Ashkochas Hashem is with Avram. Ashkochas Hashem is with Avram. So what did he want from him? What did he want from him? So the answer is what he wanted was something that only a chacham would ask for. All he wanted from him was one thing, in tishkali. Im Ramban said, in tishkali is like is a lashon means it's like the beginning of a lashon shvuah. I mean, it means basically that if you lie to me, then such and such will happen. It means you shouldn't do that. That's what the shvuah is about. So what did he ask him? He asked him only for one thing, in tishkali. In other words, what he asked from him was only one request he asked Avram. He said, be honest with me. Just be honest with me. Don't play politics with me. Because he knew that he was a great tzaddik, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him, and he didn't want to not be with him completely. He didn't want to be on the wrong side of the tzaddik. So he said, don't treat me in a political way, like you'll be nice to me. And really, there are things that you resent about me, or that thing you harbor resentment in your heart against me, and you won't tell me. So he says, that's what he asked for. That's what he didn't want Avram to do. See, an ordinary person wouldn't care. Ordinary person say, look, what do I care? As long as politically I'm fine, so operate on the political level, so I'm not going to be harmed in any way. That's what most people want. They want the opposite way, that politically everything should be good. But Avimelech was a great chacham. He didn't want that. He knew that Avram Avinu was a special individual, and he knew that the way to gain from a special individual is to have the person be totally honest with him. Not to be a politician, but to be totally honest. If he's honest, then he'll learn from him, he'll perfect him, he'll be close to him, he'll gain from him in learning, he'll gain from him in Derech HaChayim, and he'll gain from him in Ashgacha. And he'll gain from him in Ashgacha. Because you see, for instance, by Lot, the Gamla Lot HaHolech Avram, my son of Akavolim, because they have a Gamla Lot, that Lot gained from Avram because of the Ashgacha to Avram. So Avimelech was a great Chacham. That was the only thing he asked him. Yishavali and Tishkali, don't lie to me. I'm a loyal friend of yours. Ramban mentions that he was a Nemon, a friend he was a loyal friend to Avram. And he wanted him to be truthful with him and to be loyal to him as well. That's all he asked him for. So he didn't ask him for anything. He says, "Yeah, I will swear that I'll be honest with you, tell you the truth, and I won't hide anything." That's why the next pasuk says, "V'alchiach Avram asavi melech." I love those beramayim asher gozlav de'avi melech. So he says, "Okay." So he says, "I have to treat you." That's what your request is. He complied with his request. And therefore he says, I must tell you that there's one thing that you're doing wrong. And that is that your avodim stole the bear. I didn't tell you. But now that you want to have a different kind of a relationship, so I have to tell you. They stole the bear and it was wrong. And you should have done something about it. So Avimelech was very happy he told him. And then the next thing was, so Avram gave Avimelech son of Akav Yechus Hashnem Bris. And then it's interesting, Vayatzev Avram Sheva Kivsos Atzon Levaden, set aside separately, the Sheva Kvasos. So Avimelech said, Mohena, what are they? Sheva Kvasela Sheitzaf Levadona. So he says, Ki es Sheva Kvasos Tikach Miyodi Bavurti Yelila Eido, Ki Chafarti Seberazos. What do you need that for? Because the answer was, he told him that he shouldn't do anything untruthful. So Avram Avinu said, he was honest with him. He said that I know you didn't know about it, but in order to secure that everyone, I must tell you honestly that I feel that in order to secure the fact that the bear is mine, well, it requires a foursome, so that everyone should know it, because that's the only way that I could really feel that it's established. So he says, "Bavurti." He was totally honest with him. So in your country, in this country, it's necessary to have an Eidah, to have an Eidos, that it should be known. Otherwise, I can't trust it. If you want to know what I trust, this is what I require. That was the Bris Bever Shava. And that was the place that Avram Avinu v'yita ish b'Be'er Shava, and that place, he v'yikrashom v'shem ad Hashem kel olam. That became the center of Chochmas Hashem, in that place. So it was based on Emes. It was based on Emes. That was the request of Avimelech. Interesting request. Something that is seldom found between two people, that somebody should request such a thing. But you see, Avimelech was a true gadol ador, a great individual. And the Torah therefore recognizes his greatness, and the Torah describes him in the proper manner, accords him his true place as an adam. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you're right. That I mean, you could ask it better. He says, "Rakin yirsalakim makam hazeh," that there wasn't a makam of tzaddikim, but it doesn't, and it's true. They didn't do things. That's correct. There's a difference between Noach ish tzaddik tamim hoya b'dorosov, tamim b'maisov and perfected. And between a person who is not perfected, but still reflects godless Adam, that it's not a tata disaster. Person is a different level of human being. I mean, a person, and the average person is really not consistent. Not a consistent tzaddik tamim hoya b'dorosov by Noach means he was a consistent tzaddik. He was consistent. But then you have people that the chotim in a certain area they're deficient, but in another area they express godless. They express godless. And that was Avimelech. That was Avimelech. Rakin yirsalakim b'makom hazeh, which means that there was a deficiency there, and you're right. I mean, Eish Yisrael wouldn't take, but nevertheless he took Sarah. That's correct. But it doesn't mean that he didn't have godless Adam. A person can have weaknesses and deficiencies and still have godless Adam. But a person could be an individual that doesn't have manifest weaknesses, but not be an Adam Gadol, not have any godless Adam. That's a very prevalent state as well. I mean, a person might not be overtly an avarian, but he doesn't have any relationship to godless Adam. But a person could be a chote and could have weaknesses and flaws, but he could also have great godless. That's really what the Torah is showing about Avimelech. Avimelech, yeah, there's weaknesses. Rakan Yerushalakim HaMakam HaZeh. It's true. But nevertheless, he was a great individual. He had greatness. And the greatness that he has, the Torah describes and doesn't take it away from him. Tzaddik tomim like Noach, that tomim b'maisav in a sholem, a consistently perfected individual that he wasn't. But a person doesn't necessarily have to fall into the category either of a consistently perfected individual or nothing. A person, and as I said, a person could be an individual that has no godless Adam or very little godless Adam, and yet not do major chatoyim. I mean, live a life where he's basically doesn't do anything really bad, but it doesn't mean he has godless Adam. The human being is a very, and I mean, that's what the Torah points out, that the human being is a very complex phenomenon. He can show great godliness in one area, on the other hand, he could have great weaknesses. But it's not a tati desasri. It's not a tati desasri. He has godless adam, and he also has weaknesses. Tzadik tomim, of course, is really the objective, that a person should be a consistent, and not in one area show godless, and in another area be deficient. That's not a consistent individual. Avimelech was not a consistent tzadik. Wasn't a tzadik tomim. But godless adam he had. Godless adam he had. He was not a regular, ordinary person. He was a godless ador. And the Torah describes it and gives him credit for the godless son that he had. Yes.
When he says chesed, the chesed is referring to the same honesty that Avimelech had towards Abraham by pointing out the thing he respected the same from Abraham.
Well, that's what the Ramban says. He said inei atzil lefonecha, batova beinecha, what's loshin atzil lefonecha, batova beinecha loyach, shev. So you see that he gave him everything. That's also godless Adam. So the Ramban says that he was a loyal friend to him. He was a loyal kachesed asher. He says you see that the only thing that Avraham Avinu found wrong with him was the case with the Avda Avimelech. But otherwise, he says in every way he was loyal and neman to Avraham Avinu. So you see, he was a person that was capable of great loyalty and generosity. In spite of the fact that there was weakness, but it doesn't remove the godless Adam. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeh schar kol be'er be'er. Just because a person is deficient doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give him a schar for his greatness. And you see, he was a great mind. He was a thinker. He was a great mind. Doesn't mean that because a person is a great mind and a great thinker that everything he does is right. No, not necessarily. But that's only an individual that has reached a level where his whole objective is to have a consistent life. That's Noyach Ish Tzadik Tamim Haibadarasa. And Melech was not. But was he an ordinary person? No. Was he a great mind, a great intellect? Yes, he was. And he had great godless Adam, in spite of the fact that he had deficiencies as well. But one doesn't cancel out the other. One doesn't cancel out the other. That's really what the Torah is describing. That's the idea. Yes.
And the importance of
the wells were the importance of the wells were where they gathered for discussion, because that's where the herders, the sheep herders, they'd gather, the shepherds, they'd gather there and they'd have discussions, and that was the place where they discussed Avraham Avinu discussed ideas. So that was a basis.
And
yes.
It's important to belong to him.
The shul thing is stolen. Yes.
Where's
Ramban saying? He says it was Tam V'Yeshua. By getting a pass, I don't know. It was Tam V'Yeshua. Yeah. I wasn't the best place. I mean, okay, so there were chasrenes. But basically, it was a great chasren. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, the Ramban, I think he's right. The Ramban says in Pasuk Beis, Yom Ramal Sor Ishtar Chosi, Iloho Yezek Numa Mitzrayim, Kishom Bavom Mitzrayim, Avayir Mitzvah Sisho Ki Yofi, Vayelos El Asorim, Vela Melech Kian Shizimuim. Aval HaMelech Zet Tom V'Yeshua, Gama Noshuf Tovim, Rag Avram Choshet Asom, Vayom Alakol Achosi. So then apparently he's interpreting that he didn't take her by force. They didn't take her by force, but Avram was afraid, and she went along. But she went along, and that's how she because they were choshed him, so they didn't want to refuse him. That's apparently the way he's learning. So that would explain that he wasn't taken by force. She wasn't taken by force. What?
Along.
Yeah, because it seems the Ramban is not that way. That he was choshed him.
Why
was choshed him?
What's the?
Not Mitzrayim.
There's the one
answer. Apparently, he saw that the people weren't on a high level. I mean, that was something. What? No, that's explaining that. That's what he said. That's why he says. Why did he do it? So he was afraid. He suspected that because he saw the people, the way the people were, they weren't on a high level.
So
it was Rashi.
Usually when somebody comes to town, he
asks
about...
Yeah, right. You're right. Hey, what are you asking? Iska Yishta. Right. So they had an ethical deficiency. But they were. He was afraid. He was choshed. He was afraid. He was afraid of him. Made a mistake. Avraham Avinu made a mistake. What?
By Paro, he had to go because of the famine. But here, he didn't have to go down
the road. He didn't know. I mean, but Yogi Bagoy went there, and then he saw what he. And I don't. I mean, you can't. Whatever it was, it means to say that he wouldn't have forced her. But he thought that he would. It was a misunderstanding. He made a mistake. He misassessed the situation. Avraham Avinu made a mistake. He was chosher to him. He suspected him. And then he made a mistake. It was really an ishtam v'yasher. That's what the Ramban says. So on the contrary, it's true. Rakan yesel lakim. I mean, it wasn't. He wasn't an individual that was successful to implement yesel lakim in his kingdom. But nevertheless, that was a deficiency. You see also by the Avdei Avimelech. But nevertheless, it doesn't take away from his godless Adam. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. It's Mashmi the Ramban is saying that. He doesn't say it openly, but it's Mashmi saying that it wasn't really. Good. Okay. That's for sure that he wouldn't take an Eshish. That's for sure. That definitely wouldn't take an Eshish. Would he coerce someone that's not an Ishish? I mean, I don't know. Yes, good.
The fact that he accepts that.
Yeah, you're right. He didn't. Yeah, but that's vis-a-vis Ishish. That's all those sukkim. But some levavi v'nikin kapa means he was innocent from the iser Ishish. That's the whole.
Let's say it wasn't sorrow.
It's not the parish is not clear about the other area of how. The nihug with noshim. I mean, that we don't know. But insofar as eshesish is concerned, there was no iser eshesish. That's what I said. But some levavu yubenikyan kapayas isizos. But the Ramban is mashma that there are ways of persuasion, methods of persuasion. You take them, you give them covered, you give a, excuse me. Yeah, but the. What's that? The question it could very well be was simply a method of persuasion that he used to take the woman to entice her, to bring her in, to give her covered malchus and to persuade her. But if the individual is under the impression that they're going to be killed if they don't go along with it, so then they go along with it. So that's what the Ramban seems to say that it wasn't coercion. Possibly you don't know, but Ramban seems that it wasn't coercion. But there definitely was a deficiency because you see there was Rakan Yisrael Kimba Makamaza. Although Rashi makes it into a lighter thing because Rashi says the way they went about it wasn't right because they shouldn't ask him the first thing about his wife. So it's mashma that it wasn't really a serious flaw. Wasn't a serious law. Wasn't on a high level. It wasn't on the highest level. So why did he do that? Yeah, he wasn't an ishtam. He wasn't a tzaddik tamim. He wasn't a tzaddik tamim. But it doesn't mean that he wasn't a yasher. It doesn't mean he wasn't a yasher, and it doesn't mean that he wasn't a great individual. Yes. Okay. The answer is that we would not talk that way. I mean, we wouldn't say an ordinary person is not on the level of Avraham Avinu, so he wouldn't, imagine if he had a mind of oil, he'd faint. I mean, he wouldn't be able to respond. Certainly we wouldn't say, Chalilullah HaShofei Kolos L'Yasem Mishpat. But that's the difference. That's because we aren't on the level of Chochmah to be able to understand that. That's really what a person should do. But to us, since we're so far removed from the emes, that such an expression would be arrogance. But that's a mistake. That's not arrogance.